Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
No, don't. But you can't. It's not an offshore bank account. Hello? What time is it?
What the fuck is speaking clock?
Mac, is that you?
It's Mac the Knife. Backy. What can I do for you?
You called me. Jesus, it's 2 a.m.
I always thought you were a nice owl, you know.
No, you're thinking of Woody.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, you can see it in his eyes.
And he's not a night owl, just has an insomnia-related addiction.
Chut, chut, chut. What's he on? Blow?
No.
The old disco biscuits.
The what?
Disco biscuits, you know. Scooby snacks. Infinity stones. Whack him low, sweaty giblets.
Are you talking about ecstasy?
Yeah, all right, Grandma.
Joachim loves sweaty giblets.
You never heard that one? On the pills, eh? Oh, dear, Woody. Oh, dearie me.
No, he's not addicted to ecstasy. He's addicted to television.
Sure. Nasty. Anything good?
No, that's the worst part. It's all dreadful. Escape to the country, laced with Geordie Shore. Last time I went round, I caught him naked on his couch after overdosing on Take Me Out.
The drugs don't work, Paddy. I've always said it, my son.
I've never heard anything remotely like that come out of your mouth. I've seen it dribble out of your nose on several occasions.
Hey, I say it all the time.
No, you don't.
I do. That's my line.
Yeah, that sounds like a more familiar Mac catchphrase.
Behave yourself.
Speaking of behaving yourself, are you still in prison?
Yeah, Ped, this is just a 2 a.m. phone call window they give us, you know. After this, we've got a field trip down a local pub.
Wait, are you saying you're out?
Yes, I'm out, you daft sod. Return of the Mac, eh? Just in time for your issues with Broomy.
There aren't any issues with Broomy.
Well, word on the street is... he's not signing that new contract of yours.
I'm handling it.
Listen, you better get the cut of that signing on fee.
Mac.
Not to mention the sell-on payout.
Mac, I'm handling it. Is this a secure line for this sort of conversation?
A secure line, he says. This ain't no fucking FBI, mate.
Good. Right, can I call you back in the morning?
Call me back in a couple of hours, once you're awake.
A couple of hours would be 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the morning, Mac.
4 a.m. is a fucking lie-in. Maggie Thatcher only slept 4 hours a night, pal.
Yeah, that's called a guilty conscience.
You know a lot about that.
Right, enough of this, Mac.
Somebody is on to us, Nolan, my boy. A little heck called McCaskill has been asking after me.
McCaskill? You mean Gareth McCaskill from the Herald?
That's the fucker. He's McCaskin questions that are gonna get him... McCaskilled.
What?
Well, maybe not killed, McCaskicked. Eh? How about that? Does that work?
Look, I can speak to him.
You can?
Yeah, it's all sorted.
Is it?
Yeah, what do you mean, is it?
I mean, muzzy fucking is it? What do you mean, what do I fucking mean? You've signed yourself a whole fucking first team this year, and I thought, goodness me, that doesn't sound like our Patrick fucking Nolan.
Mac.
And then a little birdie told me there's... kickbacks for you on every fucking one. That and attempting to match fix against Fulham last
shut
season.
Shut the fuck up.
Ringing any bells? Oh dear, you greedy Irish bastard. What's the matter? 15% of the club not enough? Gonna rebuild Daddy's empire?
Fuck.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. In the Ashwood City offices, Head of Communications Jess Tate has called a meeting to deliver some sombre news.
Thank you all for putting meetings and emails and work and, you know, candy crushing on hold for a moment. Well, we've just had some unfortunate news here. Jerry Harkness has passed away. He was not only our greatest captain ever, but also manager. And he even worked in these very offices towards the end of his career. The next few days are important to remember him and honour him in, well, to the best of our ability. The away game on Saturday against Crystal Palace just became that more important. Jerry had connections to Palace, obviously, so there will be a minute's silence there, and they're helping us to make the day really as much about him as possible.
Is he definitely dead this time?
Woody, come on.
It's not Woody.
Where are you?
It's Derek. From legal.
Okay, we don't have a legal department. Where are you, Woody? Can somebody point out Woody if they're sat next to him?
It's not Woody. It's Derek. Is Jerry Harkness definitely dead?
Yes, he's definitely dead.
Okay, just checking. I'll head back to work.
We've also just had some fortunate news that sporting director Chris Woodall has also passed away.
Hey.
The doctor says he wanked himself to death, a very rare condition, but he also mentions that he did not suffer.
That's not true. I know Chris personally, and that's not true.
Okay, I thought you were going back to work, Derek.
I am. I just wanted to point out that Mr. Woodall isn't dead, and he doesn't do that kind of thing. Well, he does, but not to a fatal extent, okay? Back to work now on my legal bets.
Oh, okay, right. We're going to announce the news now on Twitter. We have a piece that we're putting together on the website in memory of him. But in the meantime, this is new information, so just be vigilant with what you say, okay?
Well said, Jess. Well said.
Hi. Yeah, I'm looking to speak to Gareth McCaskill.
No, I tried his mobile. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, tell him that I called, please. And, that's great. Oh, come and visit tomorrow. Wonderful. Okay, thanks so much. Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah.
Have you heard the news?
Yeah, wanked himself to death. Very sad. He was a good sporting director.
Yeah, very funny. Who's that?
Who's what?
On the phone.
Oh, nobody, just a thing.
Who are you visiting?
A bit of privacy, please.
More dirty dealings.
What?
I said more dirty dealings.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
All right, calm down. If it's that dirty, I'll keep my nose out. Hey, I'm analysing Roy's new corner routine.
Look, it's not dirty, thank you.
Sure, all right. What about Broomie's contract? Doesn't get any dirtier than that,
does enough! It? That call could have been a charity, for all you know.
A charity?
Yep.
Who are you visiting at a charity?
Roy.
What? Did you come up with Roy because I said Roy?
No, sorry, not Roy. Rover.
Rover? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just looking forward to meeting Rover is all. So.
Are you adopting a dog?
That's what I'm doing. Rover the dog.
Why are you adopting a dog?
Because, you know, companionship and stuff. So.
Hey, companionship and shitty carpets and fleas and having to actually chat to people in the park. That's it.
Anyway, what were you saying about Roy?
I've got something from the analyst on his new Connor routine this season.
Woody, that's really none of my concern.
Fine. Look, why is Dr. Doom the one telling the office that he's dead?
Because I asked her to.
I could have delivered that news.
I'm sorry, I thought you were dead at the time.
Well, I'm not.
True, that, or I'm being visited by a zombie from the wanking dead.
Zombie, come off it. I've got a bit of colour this summer, actually.
What colour's that? Blue? I can see some purple under your eye.
Nah, I got a tan. Look.
Is that fake?
No.
Right, well then see a doctor, because that looks like jaundice.
No, jaundice is more like Norwich colour. This is wolves.
It's not fucking wolves. Wolves are gold. People don't go gold, they go yellow.
Gold dust?
The wrestler.
Hey, he was gold, wasn't he?
Woody, I'm really busy, mate. What do you want?
Oh, I can't remember now. David Dickinson?
He's orange. Are you just hiding in here because Jess embarrassed you in front of everyone?
No.
Woody, I have to answer this.
Hey, go for it, pal.
It's private.
Private number? Probably some cunt trying to sell you insurance. Give it here. I've been in an accident. I meant to run him down, you see. I didn't mean to get their blood all over my car, you know.
Woody?
Who's that?
It's Gareth.
Hold on. Sorry, pal. Let me pass you over to Patrick. It's Gareth McCaskill, the journalist. I'll give you your privacy, eh?
Woody.
I'll go see if there's any progress on Broomie's contract.
Woody, wait. Fuck's sake. Gareth, I need to talk to you.
Yes, you do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Just a Guinness, please.
Is Murphy's okay?
No.
Oh.
Do you know what? I'll just have a Coke, Diet Coke.
Will Diet Pepsi be okay?
Oh, God almighty. Just get me a tap water. What, are you going to ask me if toilet water is okay?
It's just you can't sit at the bar if it's just tap water. It's a policy.
Right, fucking hell. God's sake, just give me the wine list. Just the Malbec, thank you.
Absolutely.
Gareth, over here. Oh, what the fuck is he doing? What are you doing?
Hi, Patrick.
Yes, hi, I'm sat opposite you, right here. Hello, other side of the bar. Hello.
Don't look at me.
What are you doing?
If we sit together, people will get suspicious.
Of what?
That we're colluding.
Gareth, I'm the one that should be paranoid about us being spotted talking, not you. You're the reporter.
Yeah, but it's not great for my reputation to be seen talking to public enemy number one.
Oh, well, thanks very much. You know, you could have just called me and saved me the commute, to be honest.
I want to talk face to face.
Face to face, but 10 feet apart and over the phone. Right.
I have some questions.
Gareth, I'm happy to explain everything. Let me just get you a drink.
I'd love a Guinness.
Sure. Hey, pour him that. Tell him it's a fucking Guinness.
But it's...
Fucking do it for the guy over there at the end of the bar.
So,
yes, thanks for meeting with me. You're probably wondering why I want
to... You want to know what I know?
Know about what?
The stealing and the kickbacks.
Come on now, that's silly. Didn't know you were a fiction writer, Gareth. Didn't know you dabbled in... sci-fi.
And the match fixing last season.
Hey, that result didn't go the way that I wanted, so that doesn't count.
Doesn't it?
No.
One Guinness for you, sir.
No, not him.
And hey, Guinness.
Fuck.
Oh, Mary Polly, let's all buy the Irish guy a pint of fucking Guinness. You may as well throw in a potato in there for good measure. You fucking bastards. Honestly, what the fuck
What's
is this?
What's his problem?
I'm gonna come down there and smash your...
Is there anything you want to add before I publish a story?
There is no story to publish.
Yeah, there is.
Gareth, if you think some poxy little local newspaper is going to scratch the surface of my career, then you clearly are deluded, my friend.
Fine. I still fancy our chances, especially with this latest contract you table for Kieran Broome.
There's nothing in it untoward, Gareth. Don't let your imagination run away with you.
Not what his agent says.
His agent?
Rob Jefferson.
Fuck, son of a...
Patrick...
Just...
It's time to come clean.
For fuck's sake, this is damaging to...
You?
No, well, yes, but it's damaging to the local community. I run and operate...
A corrupt organisation.
Stop interrupting. I run and operate a cultural institution for the city of Ashwood, and you're trying to take that away from the people.
No, I'm trying to take it away from you.
Yeah, I'm a person, Gareth, which makes me, one of the people...
You're not making much sense, Patrick. Which would suggest I must be onto something. Right?
What do you want?
Just a Guinness is fine.
Oh, no, not the fucking drink. What do you want from me?
Patrick.
Well?
Are you offering hush money?
Who said anything about money?
You did. Well, you implied it.
No, I'm not offering fucking money. I'm offering information.
Information?
And maybe some money. Or perhaps a country club membership worth £2,000 per annum.
What kind of information? Want to give me more dirt on you?
No, not me. People.
People?
Yeah, people at the club, in the sport, you know? Keep your writing fresh for the next couple of years.
Couple of years? You've got 2 years' worth of dirt?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe you.
Look, Gareth, everybody knows I'm a sly businessman.
Crook.
Well, there's no need to be mean.
It's true.
Gareth, what I'm saying is... Everyone already has views on how I run things. I'm tainted already. But you think this is a scoop?
Are you accusing me of being an iconoclast?
I would never, ever accuse you of such a thing.
You don't know what an iconoclast is, do you?
Yeah, I do.
It's someone who likes to expose prominent moral icons.
Yeah, I said I know what it is. That's you.
I'm exposing you. You're not moral.
Yeah, exactly, but you're behaving like an
iconoclast.
Yeah, that one, that's you.
I'm not behaving like that.
You are. You're holding the Virgin Mary's contraception aloft and calling her a slut.
Firstly, I'm not an iconoclast. And secondly, how you can compare yourself with the Virgin Mary is beyond me.
The point is, McCaskill, I can bring some skeletons out of closets you wouldn't even dream of.
Who exactly are we talking about here? Hutch?
Yeah, Hutch has got some skeletons, sure.
Who else?
Harkness.
Jerry Harkness.
The Prince of Harkness himself.
Patrick. He just died.
A dead man can't defend himself.
He's a hero.
Yeah, well, why don't you let the people decide that one, huh?
Give me what you got.
Hold the door.
No.
Hold the fucking door.
Fuck off. Take the stairs.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Call it off. Call the minute silence off.
Oh, for fuck's sake, is he alive? How many times is this man going to come back to life?
No, he's dead. But his victims, they're alive.
Victims?
Look.
The Harkside. Club legend exposed as abusive sex pest.
Call it off.
Shut up.
I will not shut up. And those fans better not shut up.
Alex, this is... Oh, my... Look, you don't know the full story here.
Well, I just fucking read it, so I do.
I'll look into it. Thanks for this.
Excuse me?
I'll take it to my communications team and we'll see what's going on.
What's going on? It's fucking clear what's fucking going on. He's a Weinstein Jess.
That's something we can look at in our department.
Well, my department will be fucked if we celebrate this twat.
Oh, my department will be sad to hear that this affects your department.
Well, my department will put your department in the tits if you don't call this off.
My department has tits made of titanium, so try your best.
I'm taking this to Patrick.
No, I'm taking this to Patrick when I know more.
No, I'm taking it to Patrick.
It's a communications issue.
Yeah, you're fucking right, it's a communications issue. The fact that no one has communicated about him being a piece of shit.
Don't pretend you care.
Excuse me?
This is about advertising for you. Don't pretend it's more than that.
Are you serious?
We'll see.
Just because you're made out of stone doesn't mean we all have to be.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean what it sounds like, Medusa.
Medusa wasn't made out of stone. She turned people into stone, you idiot.
You know full well what I mean.
Well, I don't, so thanks.
These creeps are scared of you. That's why you think they're all harmless. It doesn't mean they're scared of the other girls, Jess. Just think about that.
I've worked in football since I was 24, Alex, so don't try and dump Sexism for Dummies on my desk, all right?
Well, I feel like I have to because you've lost your fucking mind. Actually, maybe you've lost your fucking heart.
Don't have one. Say hi to the merchandising team on floor 9.
Jess! Oh, fuck! Jess, man!
Have you seen this?
Ah, Dr. Shipman, I see you shaved your beard.
Have you seen this?
What is it?
It's a gun, and I'm going to shoot you with it.
Well, just aim for the chest, OK? I don't want to suffer, and I don't want to live long enough to see the blood stain this oak. Did you know it costs 150 quid just
shut
to have
up,
it oiled?
It's 150 quid.
Yeah, well, really, it should be done twice a year after sanding down the surface.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Why now?
This.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Why has that got anything to do with me?
Because I have a strong belief that deep down, you were aware this was going to happen before I was.
Now that is simply untrue.
Patrick, just so you know, the broadcast manager has confirmed the cancellation of the minute sign.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks so much.
Hmm? What's cancelled, Patrick? The minutes what?
The minutes... the minutes. The minutes from a meeting I had about something.
You know... Everything I've put into this. Everything we had set up for Palace and then...
What do you want, Jess? You want me to pardon a sex offender? Because I know you don't want that.
I want you to explain why it is that your head of communications finds things out after you.
Because I've got my finger on the pulse, Jess.
Well, you can take that finger and shove it up your arse.
Yeah, well, I am high risk at my age, so...
Are we going to do anything that I've worked on for this?
For Jerry?
Yes. The remembrance thing, the programme next week, the statue.
No, no, no. Oh,
Jesus.
And I need to speak to Alex about the stand.
The stand?
The Jerry Harkness stand.
You're going to tear it down?
I'm going to tear it down? Jesus, no, that costs more than the back four. Just naming rights.
Naming rights?
Yeah.
So that's up for sale, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sex offender, everything must go.
Oh, so we can profit off it.
Are you going to continue shouting if I say yes?
So instead of all of the work I've done and everything I've put together, I'm now firefighting a PR disaster whilst Alex gets to flog the remains to the highest bidder.
There is no firefighting. We take all the hit on this.
Why?
Because people these days don't respond well to protecting abusive individuals. Unless that person's a prime minister or a president.
My position is this. There are loads of cunts in football. Everywhere, in fact, especially misogynistic ones.
Well, I can't say I'm blown away by this information.
And if Jerry Harkness was here now, then I'd kill him.
Yeah, he's already dead.
Football celebrates these figures all the time. Yet I have a full memorial process ready to go, and no, we suddenly abide by the rules.
That's correct.
Well,
Well, what? You want to go celebrate a sex offender? Then you're welcome to go have a little party for him in your office, you know? Maybe raise a glass to Savile and Jackson too.
Oh, fuck off, Patrick, honestly. You know that is not what this is about.
What, my director of communications defending the harassment of women? Yeah, that is a problem.
I'm sick of people pretending to care.
I care.
How long have you known about Jerry then?
Well, this... Look, that does not matter.
Yes, it fucking matters. You're as mad as Alex. This faux outrage, this retrospective condemnation, bringing out the VAR when you know full well what you should have done, and you should have done it years ago. But you didn't, and now you've been caught.
I have not been caught.
Yes, you have.
By who?
By me.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Yeah, you fucking should be.
Jesus Christ.
Patrick, it's Rob. We're still not happy with Kieran's contract. We have a few tweaks for...
Natasha speaking.
Natasha, it's Patrick. I want you to tweet that Kieran Broom is no longer club captain, all right? Marco Nipic will take over.
What?
Tweet that now.
Patrick, can I run that by Jess?
No, you can run it by me.
I...
Just tweet it.
Patrick...
Tweet it now, or give me the login details and I'll do it myself.
Okay.
Oh, fucking hell, this club, honest to God. Oh, fuck.
Patrick, it's Sarah in Human Resources.
Hi, Sarah, can this wait?
It's a staff problem. We've had a formal complaint.
Oh, Christ, I knew this would happen. Jerry was a scumbag. Who's it from? What's her name?
It's from, it's Derek in legal.
Derek in legal? I've outsourced the legal department.
Yeah, he says he was upset by comments from Jess Tate about Chris Woodall.
Oh, for God's sake.
He says that Jess Tate was wank-shaming. I don't really know what that means. Wank-shaming the sporting director, who he says is doing a great job.
Sarah, I'm just going to stop you there. Just ignore that staff complaint, please. Thank you. Woody. Oh, God, I've got to get a fucking dog.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, pal. Excuse me. Thanks, mate.
And we're ready to go. Yeah,
Ashley. Tell us these things are fucking dull as piss, aren't they?
Who they are and where they go. And successfully with the Dinamo Zagreb.
Stade René
is the next Rennes. Team drone.
Stade René,
the French side. And then we go into Group E. Just a few weeks ago.
Espanol.
So, Espanol.
Spain! You Espanol, played Spain, no word, you're actually, fucked!
Okay, we've understood.
No, we fucking
Espanol
haven't.
Espanol is the team which joins now Group H.
Istanbul.
That's the challenge, I know. Istanbul Başakşehir is a big city of Istanbul. So Group J.
Hey pal, can't get hold of you, so just sort of leave a voice note. The group is Roma, obviously that's tough. Karabag FC, who are based in Azerbaijan, and a lovely trip up to the Ibrox. So... that's the group, in case you don't know. I'm going to have to go now, though, Patrick. I'll speak to you soon. All right, cheers, pal. Hey, Ashley! What the fuck were you playing at up there, pal?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo. Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.